president of the Boston Bruins? It's been so long. I forgot your title, Cam.
Yeah,
Felger. Happy New Year, Cam.
Happy New Year, guys.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. How's South Bend treating you?
Last night, average.
Yeah.
This is a mimosa. Don't make fun of me.
Why not?
I'm not afraid.
Why not?
Not afraid to drink champagne and orange juice. How do you feel about this day, Cam? We were just talking about it.
Yeah.
The Winter Classic in general as a product for the league.
Well, I just know that players are excited about today. Even though it's on the calendar when it leads up to it and it's finally here, the guys are excited. Yesterday, unfortunately, a little bit of a washout for the family skate, but I think the guys are ready to go.
So it's still a special day for the players?
It really is. It truly is. You think it'd get old, but it doesn't.
Yeah. How about for the league? We were just talking. Tickets are available. This feels like a softer sort of demand for this game than in the past. Do you think it's been saturated a little bit? They have the stadium series. They do this every year. Do you think they're suffering a little bit from oversaturation?
Well, it could be. I mean, this is a great location. I think it'll look amazing on TV. The location might have something to do with it. A couple hours out of Chicago. Tough for fans to get here and maybe find a place to stay. So that might have something to do with it, too.
Yep. So are you still in the market? Are you still in the rotation for another one of these games? And have you looked at any other sites other than Fenway or Gillette? Have you thought outside the box?
Yeah, no, I actually haven't really thought too much about hosting again. It's nice to be a visitor for a change and maybe down the road. But I know there's a lot of other teams in the league that would want to host a Winter Classic.
Okay.
I mean, realistically, what other venues could you do in Boston other than repeating ones you've already been to?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know where else we could go in the Boston area that will have the same atmosphere as Fenway or Gillette. So it would be tough to find a venue.
Cam Neely joins us here on Felger and Maz on New Year's Day. How do you feel about your team? If the playoffs began tonight, you'd be out.
Yes, I saw that.
Honestly, I was surprised when I looked at that. I didn't realize that you had fallen out. But again, I'm a little on the dumb side, right, Cam, as you know.
Well, I knew based on the games last night that we had an opportunity if the other teams won that we'd be out, and here we are. So, but we're still in it. I mean, obviously, with a win today, we tied with Buffalo. So, it's one of those things where every point matters, and we didn't play well before the break. We didn't play well right after the break. We got it going again a little bit in Buffalo. We came back for the first time in a long time in that game, so hopefully that gives us some confidence. We've got areas that we need to improve, whether it's internally or externally. We know that. But the health has certainly been an issue all season, and we're starting to get healthier finally.
Okay, what have you liked? What have you not liked? Tell me what you've liked.
Well, I've liked our goaltending for the most part all season. I mean, that's what's kind of kept us in. I thought Halak has played very well for us when we needed him to. Defensively, we're playing really strong, considering that I think in the first 19 games we had 12 defensemen play for us. So it showed a little bit of depth there. But offense is where we're struggling right now. We need some secondary scoring.
Okay.
So, I was just going to say, how much of a concern is that when you look at the offense? Because there was clearly an attempt when Sweeney took over to rebuild from within, to draft, develop, all of that. And now it feels like a lot of those guys have either hit walls or maybe even gone the other way.
Well,
just how worrisome is that at this stage?
Well, I think, you see guys like Jake DeBrus, who spent a full year in Providence. I think that did him some good. With their injuries this year, I don't think we've allowed guys to be able to bake, so to speak, in Providence. And maybe that's stunted their growth to a degree. We've had to throw some guys in the fire, unfortunately, and hope in hopes that they could create something for us. And the development's been a little slow in that regard, but I think a lot of it has to do with it. We didn't really give them a chance to develop properly, maybe at the American League level, because of some of the injuries. But we do recognize that we need some help, especially in the top six, based on the fact that some of the guys haven't really developed the way we had hoped.
Yeah. So the question there on the offense is, do you feel the issue is the way you played, or do you feel it's a roster issue?
Sometimes a combination of both. I mean, when you got guys playing minutes that probably shouldn't be playing those minutes because of injuries, you're going to run into trouble, whether it's on the back end or whether it's guys that, are third and fourth line guys that we had to move up in the lineup. You can't expect a lot from them offensively because you kind of know what they are. So we'd like to try to address the roster. Don's been working on that, so we'll see where that takes us.
Okay, you mentioned the goaltending earlier. Where do you stand on Rask? Give me your thoughts on him this year.
Well, Tuukka's been a little up and down for us, not as consistent as we would like and we expect from him. He knows that. He recognizes that. I thought he had a strong game in Buffalo, which we needed from him. But if you know, we got to, he's got to decide if he's going to take the ball and run with it. So we'll see where he goes with that.
And him getting the start today. I mean, you can make the case that Halak's outplayed him this year, yet he gets the start today. I know that's Bruce's call, not yours, but is there something there with it's still your job, Tuca? You know, is there a bigger message there? Because it's a big game, right? I mean, it's an important game for the guys.
It's an important game, and, you know, obviously an outdoor game like this has more magnitude than a regular season game normally does. But, you know, we need Tuca to step up and show that, you know, he can play a string of games and play well for us. He went on an amazing run last year. We're hoping for another one this year.
And, Cam, since we never get to talk to you anymore, I have to go back just a little bit to the, that leave of absence that he took. Was that with the full blessing and support and love in your heart from the team, or was there, I don't know, did you look at that leave with a little bit of, and I don't know what the word is, annoyance?
Frustration,
you know, it was a frustration on part of the team or full support?
No, it was full support. I mean, based on what was going on with him, it was full support.
Okay. Well, let me ask some other things that have been bugging me. Oh,
you
go ahead.
Well, no, sorry. I'm just going to ask you about the scoring issues. You know, obviously Bergeron just got back, but are you guys married and wed to the idea of Bergeron, Marchand, Pasternak? Like, why not? It worked with Krejci there for a little while. Bergeron feels like the kind of guy that could elevate people. What have you guys given serious consideration?
Yeah, there's been talk about
splitting them up,
roster and you know, who's going to play with who and who works well together. I mean, obviously, as you saw last game, there was so many iterations of our forward group that I think Butch is just trying to find what's going to work and where we're going to get some scoring from, especially, you know, if we see that we're having trouble putting pucks in the net, then he's gonna juggle things around. And, you know, there's been so much success with that line, it's hard to break them up. But to your point, If there is a time that we may need to do that, we have to look at that.
Well, it feels like he's wedded to Bergeron and Marchand.
Right.
Like that pairing, you know, he just doesn't want to break up, which, you know, hard to argue with those results. McAvoy, where do you stand on McAvoy?
Well, it's been a tough season for Charlie. I mean, actually, since he's been in the league, you know, it's been unfortunate. He's had the injuries that he's had. You know, we certainly, when he's in the lineup, he certainly improves our puck moving skills and our team on the back end. So we'd love to see him get healthy and stay in the lineup.
Is there any frustration there on your part with him in terms of, is he doing everything he needs to do?
I believe so. I mean, I certainly haven't heard otherwise. I mean, I would be disappointed if he's not.
Well, a little thing came up recently where, you know, it's come out he's not exactly a timely professional. He misses buses. I mean, Marchand even said it in an interview. Has there been an issue with McAvoy off the ice with that, you know, just that little thing?
Well, I think one of those things where you got a young player that stepped right into the pros, so to speak, from junior hockey, or pardon me, college hockey, has a lot to learn. And we've got a good veteran group that I think are pulling these guys along and making sure they understand what it takes to be a pro. You know, Charlie has some things to learn, and you know, he's willing to learn. He's a good kid. He wants to be a really good player in this league, and he's starting to figure out what it takes to be that player.
All right, Cam Neely once again joins us from O'Rourke's here in South Bend, Indiana for the Winter Classic. What else?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this morning. You're back a couple of years. When you guys made the coaching change, do you hear from fans? Were there any fans that were displeased with the change at the time? And do you look at it now and say, you know, do you feel vindicated by it? I mean, because I think most people would agree, Cassidy's been terrific.
Yeah, well, he has. You know, we knew it wouldn't be a 100% popular move. There's no question, but we can't base on our decisions on obviously what we think the response is going to be from our fan base. But we felt it was the right move at the time, and we still feel it was the right move now. And you know, Butch has done a good job, and I think the coaching staff's done a fantastic job this year based on what they've had to deal with as far as injuries and bouncing people around the lineup. So I think they've done a good job this year for us.
Can I follow up on McAvoy one quick thing? Have you talked to his people yet about contract?
There was discussions really early in the season, but it hasn't really progressed since there.
Is it sort of tough now because he's missing games and now the, you know...
Well, we'd certainly like to see a bigger sample size. You know, especially when you think of the player he can be, but you know, we have some we have to see a little bit more of Charlie, or a lot more, in my opinion. You know, when you're talking about guys coming out of their entry level and you know, being offered a 5, 6, 7, 8 year deal. So you want to make sure you know the player and you have a good understanding of where he's going to be. I mean, we think we do, but we'd like to see a little bit more.
Right. You know, so if he wants one of those deals, his comps aren't there now because he's missing so much time, and that's where.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for Charlie. I mean, I know he wants to play. He's a hockey player. He wants to play, but from our perspective, you know, we need to see him play some more.
All right, Cam. What else? Anything?
I mean, I don't know if you can answer this one, but what has happened to the Blackhawks?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where they've had so much success, and you know, then guys come out of whether it's a first contract, second contract, they've had to shed some really good players because of the cap situation that they you know, you end up getting yourself in. They still have some really good players. We can't take them lightly. I mean, at any game during the season, someone can win. So. I don't really know the ins and outs, obviously, but I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, they ran the course with a good core group of guys. Now they've gotten older and they got to backfill with some younger players.
Cam, this will be my last one. And you mentioned it before that Don's been looking at the roster and, you know, this has been doing this now for months. Can you characterize the nature of what you're looking at? In other words, is a first-round pick still on the table? You traded it last year. You didn't have it. You know, is that something you'd like to protect going forward? Is a first-round pick still on the table? Do you feel you have maybe a glut or redundancies with some of your young players? You do have a lot of, feels like, young guys in Providence that are...
A lot of left-shot guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
So, you know, where are you looking to deal?
Well, you know, as far... Let me answer the first-round pick question. I mean, ideally, I would not want to give up a first-round pick for a rental. I mean... If we were going to get a good younger player back that made sense for us, then we'd consider it. But you know, giving up two first rounds back to back, I think is a tough way to build your organization. So it would have to be something pretty special for us to consider that. Ideally, if we could find a right shot forward that, you know, has some offensive capabilities, I mean, that's, you know, one area we're looking at. You know, we're going to wait and see where JFK lands as far as, you know, that third line center. I mean, he has played well for us. We'd like to see a little bit more from him. So there's a couple areas. But we are, you know, from a forward perspective that could help us with some secondary scoring. That's kind of obvious, I think, to everybody.
All right. Cam, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Good to see you guys.
All right, good
you
to
too.
See you again.
Happy
Take
New
care.
New Year.
Happy New Year. All right, we are off and running.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.